Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, after the dense morning fog burns away, it's going to be turning sunny. We'll have a high around the mid-70s. Right now in Kenosha, the temperature 55 degrees, 59 in Burlington, 59 Milwaukee, 58 at this hour in Racine. You heard the state Senate did pass the $3 billion Foxconn incentives measure. Now it's back to the Assembly to deal with the amendments before it goes to Governor Walker. State Senator Van Warngard putting out a statement calling it a great day for Racine and Kenosha counties and said that this is a message not just to Foxconn but to every other manufacturer of cutting-edge technology. That message is that Wisconsin should be your new home. He also praised the cooperation between the state and the many local governments and agencies involved, said the benefits, in his word, is immense, especially family-supporting jobs. But Kenosha is saying no, at least Mayor John Antaramian is, in a letter to Governor Walker. Says his city is no longer interested in hosting Foxconn. He indicated the Joint Finance Committee had failed to include the modification he had requested to the incentives package.
Our responsibility is to protect the city and make sure that whatever deal we cut works for the city as well as for the developer. There was a number of needs that had to happen, and we went to all the meetings, informed the legislature of what those concerns were, and the legislature decided not to make those modifications.
And Antaramian also noting the protections requested would have had very little effect on the deal, but it's a different situation, he says, for Mount Pleasant, the other site reportedly under consideration for the facility. The letter, he says, is not sour grapes, noting that Kenosha will benefit from a Mount Pleasant location just without taking the risk. A couple of live bed bugs came up at the Racine Public Library. The library is going to be closed on Friday to allow a pest control company to come in, check around for any additional pests, and for treatment as needed. The building, also the bookmobile. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
According to a news release, one of the bed bugs was found in the circulation area and one on a returned DVD. In order to protect staff and the public, the library has contracted with Canine Detection and Inspection Services to inspect the entire building. If evidence of bed bugs is found, the library has contracted with Anderson Pest Solutions to treat the area. The building must be closed for several hours for these operations. The library will announce the results of the tests and if any treatment is needed on Friday. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
A boarded-up Racine apartment building just to the northeast of City Hall on 6th Street going to need asbestos treatment, the Finance and Personnel Committee, supporting the recommendation of purchasing agent Kathy Casper to go with the second lowest bidder. She explained it was a cooperative decision based on the lowest bid simply not being realistic at just $5,500.
I discussed this bid result with Ken Plasky and with Linda Falenz of LF Green, who is the person that actually does our asbestos inspections. And I actually did call the DNR as well and talk to Mr. Mark Davis. And we all felt that the lowest bid was irresponsible and could not cover the scope of work.
Balestrieri Environmental and Development's $34,600 bid recommendation going to the Common Council for a final vote on September the 20th. The property is owned by R&N Investments and Holdings. A raise order was issued for it by City Building Inspector Ken Plasky back in May. The residents relocated, Casper indicating the seriousness of the asbestos problem was the reason. And Racine-based S.E. Johnson is applauding legislative passage of the Cleaning Product Right to Know Act of 2017 by the State Assembly in California, designed to create an industry-wide ingredient communication program for manufacturers of consumer and institutional air care, automotive, general cleaning, polish, and floor maintenance products. Company Chair and CEO Fisk Johnson says the groundbreaking legislation will enhance ingredient transparency, but he notes they've been sharing the ingredients in SEJ products with consumers for nearly 10 years now. We told you yesterday that the Racine Common Council was going to be meeting tonight in Committee of the Whole on the latest situation regarding Machinery Row and the former developer. Well, now word has come from City Hall that this is going to be a closed session with the possibility of litigation yet to come. Iowa developer Rodney Blackwell and his LLC's lack of movement on the project on the Root River is part of tonight's discussion. Gorman & Company taking over the project, its status somewhat in limbo in part because of needed state historic tax credits, which may or may not still be available. The six candidates for mayor in Racine next Tuesday in the special election primary were part of a two-hour forum inside the Chavez Community Center at Douglas Park last night. A crowd of about 150 proposed to Lakefront Event Center was one of the questions asked. Wally Rendon said it could be a good idea, but in his words, this is not a hockey city. Austin Rodriguez said there should be more private investment, while the proposal should also be amended. Fabi Maldonado, he's against it because of the additional taxpayer debt. Melvin Hargrove, he's opposed it from the start, says the festival site and Memorial Hall need better utilization.
If you're not using what you have right now, it makes no sense to then build something bigger with the mentality that if you build it, they will come. I don't believe that. I believe you have to prove that it is worthy of being built in order to be filled up. And at this point, that was not going to happen. And so I'm not against development. I'm for smart development.
Sandy Widener said she's not personally opposed, but said the citizens of Racine should have a voice in the process.
These are our horrific, expensive decisions that are being made without your voice, without your representation. For 17 years, I have been a voice for change on the city council, and I have been saying, let the people express how they feel. And the only way you can do that is through a referendum.
Corey Mason recently came out against it because of the cost to taxpayers, who he said apparently don't want it.
We need to have ideas that can work in the real world. It's going to make the next thing even harder because of the skepticism that's out there. I talked to one gentleman early on in the campaign, and he said, you know, I just have proposal fatigue from the city. It just seems like there's one big idea proposed after another, and it never seems to happen. The city needs to be smart about its redevelopment.
The top two vote-getters from the September 19th primary to square off in the October 17th general election. The application for renewing the liquor license at Racine's Riverside Inn still undecided at this point. The owner-operator is seeking to get it reinstated. It's part of that agreement with the city that called for its suspension while problems with the facility get fixed. Public Safety and Licensing Committee hearing from Assistant City Attorney Nu Tran, who went over the different points of the agreement and noted that Sam Naimi had met virtually every one of them, except for the three hired employees he needs for operator's licenses. That's the only remaining issue of noncompliance. For purposes of the license, he said, if there were multiple police calls to the site over the last several months, well, those could be considered, but otherwise, he said, it's mainly just a couple of statute sections. Now, River Bluff Homeowners Association member Jay Matters spoke out against allowing the facility to get a license renewal, concern for past problems possibly resurfacing.
Adding a liquor license to this property is particularly dangerous, in our opinion, because there's at least two families with children who ride the school buses, one of which has been there for over a year. So this property is still being used as long-term residence. There's still violent assaults and other activity that was happening there. And it just doesn't make sense to add a liquor license to this, which could take away from the improvements that have been made in the short term.
Committee agreed to defer the license issue until the employee applications for the licenses can be vetted by the police department. The agreement suspension on the Riverside Inn license expires September 20th. That would leave a gap until a committee vote is taken. And take note that Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave has a listening session coming up from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Waterford Town Hall. Members of the executive staff and members of the various county departments will be on hand talking about services available. Other officials and county supervisors may also be there depending on their schedules. WRJN.com is our webpage where we keep our newscasts throughout the day in the local news section. And at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.